This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on December 2nd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday night. So Monday night, the time is right for trivia. We have 3 big hours of it. We have a straggler question. I've got 11 bumper stumpers. All the artists have something very much in common, something very obvious, but we'll see if you figure it out. Of course, if you just know the artists on any of the songs, you win for that, but the prizes are worthless. Yeah, we say that every week. You do this for the fun of it, to say the least. Eventually, you will get something, and you'll get a certificate for each win and something you don't want, like a DVD or a TV or a CD or maybe a tabloid. Yeah, like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it. Trust me. All right, now that said, if you don't know my straggler question, I'll reveal it in a moment. Here, the question, not the answer, and you don't recognize any of the bumper stumpers. Well, the beauty of this is you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. Because everybody knows something about something. And so with that in mind, there you have it. Now, also, couple things. Firstly, we have opened the polls for the guilty pleasures. Now, I was only going to do this for a week, truth be known. But by popular demand, you want to tell me your guilty pleasures. Those are the records, the hit records you secretly love. Yeah, the ones that you would go to your deathbed not revealing, except, of course, on this show. Those are the ones, the guilty pleasures, the ones that otherwise do not fit with your self-image. I always say every year what mine is. I start us off well, Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. I just love it. All right, so consequently, you need be ashamed of absolutely nothing after hearing that admission. And if you're saying I've never heard the record, well, we'll be revealing it. Most of the Neil Sedaka stuff I loved. So when I had to play album rock briefly in the latter 60s and Led Zeppelin, a group I'd never heard of, had a record called Stairway to Heaven, I was just convinced it was a remake of the Neil Sedaka record. Different song. All right, so I liked that one too, actually, the Neil Sedaka version. All right, so enough said about that. You can vote until the 23rd, and the full reveal is going to be on the 26th. Now, I'm sorry to say we are not on Christmas Eve or Christmas night this year, and it wasn't for my lack of trying, but WGN ultimately gets the final say on this, and they have decided to run a Dusty Rhodes special, which is nice. He was a big disc jockey in Cincinnati for years, and I understand he does this wonderful special. So on Christmas Eve and Christmas night, you'll hear Dusty, not me. Not for lack of trying. However, the night before Monday the 23rd, we will have Monday Night Trivia. That will be the last night you can vote on your guilty pleasures. And we will be on the 26th. That will be the Thursday night. So just Tuesday and Wednesday, we won't be. So I was originally going to schedule, of course, Steve Bryant, because we have to do this every year. Steve Bryant, it's become a tradition. He joins us on Christmas, and we review some of the horrible products that he had to sell on TV shopping and other places as well. And, of course, he keeps up with what they're selling now. So it continues to be topical and hilarious, truth be known. All right, but I thought, well, let's just have Steve on the 23rd. And then Carol reminded me, you know that's Monday Night Trivia. No, I didn't look at the calendar. So now it looks like we will have Steve on the 26th, if he will. I'll have to write him an email about that to see if he is otherwise available. If not, well, I guess we have to have him for New Year's Eve or something of that nature. But we will have him. All right. But in the meantime, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club is in full swing. You're a member if you want to be, and you don't actually have to hate the holidays. That's not required. I don't. It's just that if it's, I loved the caller who said if it's ho ho hell no, yeah, that too, or ho ho hum. And the bottom line is the forced frivolity is getting to you. Well, we promise not to inundate you with that kind of stuff. So it's your safe haven from that and all things political as usual. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, well, I've stumbled along long enough, I might as well give you the straggler from last week. Sports journalists will write about every nuance of any sport and anything surrounding it. Now, to prove that point, over 550 articles have been written about this sports-related topic. About what? 888-876-5593. You don't know my question? Well, you can have your own category. And we're going to prove it right now. Barry is in New Hampshire. He's left advertising, even though he won again last week, and is switching back to Beatles. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. So is your straggler pickleball?
No, my straggler is not pickleball. You know, I have no idea what that even is, other than it sounds delightfully disgusting, actually. I don't know. But no, it is not.
I think it's named after his glock, the pickle. Yeah, I think that's what it's.
It's some kind of sport they developed in Seattle, enough said. But, I hear it mentioned every now and then. Oh, and he was out playing pickleball. Well, very good. Keep it to yourself. All right. So, you will immediately get this, I'm sure. It is a Beatles question, and you know all things Beatles, so here we go. What was the working title of With a Little Help from My Friends?
See, I do know that.
I know you know it. So don't fail me now.
The Bad Finger Boogie?
Absolutely right. Bad Finger Boogie it is. You know, I think I have no idea what they were trying to convey with that, but it probably would have been better than A Little Help from My Friends. But I guess you can't argue with success, and that's the deal. So you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, wrong.
All right. So very good. We put Barry on hold. We have discovered the new phone system's problems, and we have the ATA, and we fixed it. And this is here to say that it's working. Yes, I talked to Barry, and we've got Lisa on hold. We got Jeff, and there's room for you too. So it looks like everything will in fact ring here as it should. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. All right, so we've got Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain.
Hey, it was a great show Thursday.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. And I liked the fact that there were some songs that weren't the norm.
Yeah. You know? It was Don Kashane was an absolute shock to me. Not that it doesn't belong. It is worthy.
No.
But
right.
we've just never had it before.
No. And there were some that we have had.
Yeah.
That weren't in there. So it was really fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it surprised me when I was doing the churning of all the stats over the years. Of course, Having My Baby has been so big in the last 4 or 5 years, and it never charted before that. I was convinced it had.
Yeah. And that's amazing.
Yeah,
really.
It is. So yeah. What I'm really curious about, is it used in some commercial? What brought it back to people's minds?
Gosh, what commercial could it be?
I can't imagine. But obviously not for a contraceptive product. But
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. But usually when things crop up again, it's because they go back to top of mind because of some exposure in some way. And no matter right. how I think about it, I can't imagine anybody willingly playing that record. So it's like, why? No. And I don't know.
Maybe it just dawned on somebody and they called and
everybody else heard it and said, oh, my God. Yes.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. You absolutely could be right.
Oh,
yes. Well, there you
well,
have
I
it.
Well, I do have a couple of guilty pleasures.
Oh, I'm so glad. Let me get a piece of paper to start the guilty pleasures list. But I will say that Carol will keep track of it since we know I'm going to lose this piece of paper. What you got?
Okay. I really like Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
You do. I think you may be the first person to ever tell me that.
And it plays in the background of one of my favorite horror movies. It's just, I just liked it. I've always liked it.
Now, is it his version you like?
Yes.
So it gets worse. It's even his version.
Yes.
All right.
And I kind of liked him. I mean, in an odd way. It was, Yeah. I mean, I can remember seeing him on Ed Sullivan and just, you know, and then, of course, Johnny Carson. And I don't know. I just, it was quirky enough that I liked it.
Now, it's interesting because I had figured that that record went back to 1929 or something. It did, actually. Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour. But I guess it wasn't really popular until a lot of people released it in 1929 or recorded it with bands. But it really wasn't popular. The 30s, nothing. The 40s, nothing. So it's like 1929, there's 17 versions, and then it doesn't crop up again until somebody recorded it in 1955, and it was the McGuire sisters.
Oh, well, now, see, I thought it was just his.
Oh, no, 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 no. I knew, he adored the 20s music, that stuff,
yeah.
and just loved it. And so, like I say, it came out in 29, and first it was Nick Lucas and the crooning troubadour, of course, and then everybody else, people you've never heard of or wouldn't want to, and a few you might have heard of, but like I say, at least a dozen 1929 versions. Then it is not recorded again. Well, the Clark sisters recorded it in 47 with no success, and then it comes back in the 50s. And then it has, like, a vengeance in 1959. Half the world, including Bobby Troup, shame on him, recorded this.
Bobby
and then, on it goes. But there are a lot of them. But I guess, obviously, Tiny Tim, the most
famous.
Now,
was his the most popular?
It was. But, you know, right the month after Tiny Tim recorded it, I kid you not, Mrs. Miller recorded it. Now, of course, the deal with Mrs. Miller, I kind of feel bad making fun of this woman because she was serious as a heart attack. She thought she was a terrific singer, and the people at Capitol Records never told her they were pimping her.
Oh,
never told her. And so, yeah, Mrs. Elva Miller, and she was, you know, one of these society women, and older and rotund and very, very society-ish, and refused to be called by her first name, whatever the hell it was. It was always Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Elva Miller. And I don't know if Elva was her first name or her husband's first name. I have no idea. But yes, Mrs. Miller did tiptoe through the tulips. And I'll let you hear a little of it because I can see, after hearing this, why there are some versions, by the way, online that I've seen Mrs. Miller and Tiny Tim, but I assume that somebody put that together themselves. But Mrs. Miller without Tiny Tim, I think, sounded a little more like this. She's not singing on this version.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, I'm wondering
really
about
bad,
that.
Because I can't hear it all.
Right, exactly. But no, I've got
it. Oh, it's such a catchy tune, though, isn't it?
Well,
I don't know. Just...
Yeah, it was just the big thing of 1929. So big hit. But,
and, you know, you're right, too, about Tiny Tim. He was very serious.
Oh, yeah.
About his career and his, you know, singing and all that.
Yeah, it was downright sad.
Yeah.
You know, on some level, he had to know when that became a hit that, you know, I think KHJ was the first station to actually make it a promo and, you know, tongue firmly in cheek.
Yeah,
but,
right.
He was an interesting guy. New York City, his father was a textile worker from Beirut. And I think went back to the Middle East with all sorts of heritage, all of which probably disown him at this point. But his major instrument was the ukulele, of course. But he also played the mandolin and guitar, don't you know? And now, of course, the second most watched Johnny Carson show of all time was the Tiny Tim Wedding.
Yes.
And Miss Vicky.
That poor woman, what was she thinking?
Well, I'll tell you.
Was it a setup or something?
Well, he
looked like he was serious.
He was he was dead serious, but
yeah.
No. I'm sure that Miss Vicky had other thoughts. She later was living in New Jersey. She's still alive, so I can't tell you any of the...
she was only like 17 or something.
Yeah, young.
She married him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was...
Old.
Well,
and absolutely creepy. I mean, but Victoria Budinger was the wife, and you know, literally, it was like 50 million people.
Yeah.
So they were married for 8 years. which is, yeah. I would have gone for 10 if I was her. At least you could have gotten half of his Social Security.
Maybe I was just going to say, maybe she had to go that long in order to get...
Well, she it isn't long enough. You need to be the full 10 to get that Social Security. I don't know. But she's been married since then, and she did some other things. And there were some arrests. And yeah, it wasn't,
oh, dear.
Yeah, she was from Haddonfield, New Jersey. And
how would you like to be the second husband after Tiny Tim?
Well, considering that your stepchild is named Tulip, I don't know. But, you know, they had a daughter they named Tulip.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yes, yes, the child during that marriage, yes.
Tulip, oh, good Lord.
Yes, yes. So Tulip Corey, I guess, because obviously his last name wasn't Tim, it was Corey,
no.
K-H-A-U-R-Y. Right. Herbert Buckingham Corey, to be exact.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. I know. Sounds classy, doesn't it? So,
yeah,
I'll have to see if I've got a better update on Victoria as far as that goes. He got married again, you know, a couple times.
Oh, he did, too.
Yeah, and
well,
I know. She was the love of his life, which is probably what doomed his other marriages. Because his next marriage was Miss Jan. That was Jan Allweiss. And then Miss Sue, Susan Gardner. And here is the weird part about Susan Gardner. She was a 39-year-old Harvard graduate and a fan of Tiny Tim since she was 12.
Wow.
I know. It leaves you speechless, doesn't it?
So, yes, because at 39, how old was he? He had to be...
Well, you know, I guess we can do the math. He was born in 1932. So, you know,
I mean, your idol is a little different than,
well,
than
well,
they were when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, but even when she was 12, he was old. You know,
that's
cause
true. And always looked the same, I guess. So.
Well, yeah, bad is bad no matter what age. But I think that he was still married to Miss Sue when he died. Because he had a heart attack at a ukulele festival. Does it get better than that?
Oh, well, that's probably the way he would want to go out.
Well, that's exactly right.
Right.
And so apparently he had been in the hospital and he was discharged with strong admonitions not to perform because of his health, his weight, his dietary needs. He's diabetic. He had a heart condition. He ignored the advice, playing at the gala hosted by the Women's Club of Minneapolis, and let his wife, Miss Sue, know before the show he was not feeling well, but didn't want to disappoint the fans. So, yeah, but, you know, before the start of the performance, most of the audience left.
That's so sad.
And his last number of the evening was Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and he suffered a heart attack on stage singing it. His wife asked if he was feeling all right, and he said not. And he collapsed at the table and never regained consciousness. So
wow.
that was it.
Again, I'm sure that's how he would, you know, have wanted to go out. There was a English in London during the play A Christmas Carol just this last week. One of the lead guys died on stage in the middle of the performance. But I imagine an actor, I would think that's how you'd want to go.
Exactly. It's I think for most of us, the way we want to go is quick, no matter what the situation is.
That's true.
No one's ever said, "Dear Lord, let me linger." So,
no, right,
you know,
right.
But yeah, doing something you love, you betcha. And I guess he was. So now I've got to see if we can find Miss Sue, whatever happened to this woman. And so you were willing to publicly admit that you liked Tip.
Yes.
We found you. We've been looking, Lisa.
And I have two more that are doozies too. So
hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So yes, yes. And we've got movie questions for Lisa as well. But I can't wait to hear what follows up Tiptoe Through the Tulips. I will also try and find, much to your dismay, the singing version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips of Mrs. Miller. I think it's on this hard drive somewhere. All right. And then we've got Jeff taking a trivia guest and Jerry taking a trivia guest. And there's room for you on WGN Radio.
Memories still remain how we strolled in the rain. Your lips were sweet and tender, then I willingly surrendered. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What is a memory without a flame? What is life without the same. It's nothing. Yes, it's nothing. I declare. What a start without the sky. What a kiss is without a sign. They're nothing. Yes, nothing. I declare.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And we can't ask you what he has in common with anybody else, of course, because we haven't played anybody else. But if you know who that is, and you do, actually, though you might not recognize him there. All right, so I've been doing my homework, and yes, I have, and I couldn't find a vocal of Mrs. Miller, which is fine. I found a lot of other stuff. Firstly, an interview with Tiny Tim's manager, who said that Tiny Tim hated himself for it, but he had a thing for underage girls. No, really? Yeah, so anyway, but the manager claimed he never acted on it. Then we have the Miss Sue, the third wife, is living in Minnesota now. Wellman is her last name, so I assume that that was yet another marriage because she's married right now. All right, so that's her. I don't know what she does for a living or anything like that. We then got to Miss Vicky. And yeah, this is interesting because... You may not remember this. If you're not in the Philadelphia area, why would you? But there was a rabbi there, Fred Newlander, who murdered his wife, had his wife murdered. And this was all over the news, don't you know? And because his mistress was Elaine Sonsini, who was a Philadelphia radio personality. And Elaine had been married to Jim Gardner, who died. And she went to Rabbi Newlander for counseling, you know, grief counseling and all that. Anyway, they got involved. And she's now actually married to one of the cops who was involved in this, too. But she's living in Florida, from what I understand. And I wish her the very best because it was just a horrible thing to be involved in. But anyhow, he wound up sentenced to 30 years in jail. But so while I'm reading this, bringing back memory lane, and believe me, Philadelphia and Delaware, they have the best murders. They really do. But anyway, Miss Vicky apparently was also one of his girlfriends. So so I guess the rabbi was busy. So that's as far as I got. Miss Vicky living at home in New Jersey now, a quiet life. I don't know what that means. I was still reading, but I got so wrapped up in Fred Newlander that I stopped. So there we are. Now that's what we know. Are you still with us? Lisa?
Me? Okay. Yes, okay. I am. I'm okay. So sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right.
I'm here.
Yes. All right. So you have other guilty pleasures. I mean, if you're willing to admit tiptoe through the tulips, you'll admit anything. So what
maybe
else?
Maybe the next two aren't going to be so bad.
That's
then,
correct.
Right?
It can't be. Just can't be. So what are they?
Okay, well, the next one I really, really like is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, Gayla Peavy.
Yes. Yeah. I just think it's the cutest song.
Okay.
Love it.
Yes. Now, do you remember it from the 50s or back when it showed up on CDs 20, 30 years ago?
Probably not from the 50s, but okay, just from listening to the Christmas channels. You know, I do like Christmas music, and I like to listen to it. I'm one of those that likes to listen to it when it first comes on in, you know, November. And they played that song so much that I just loved it.
Yeah, you know the story about the song, right?
No, I probably don't.
Well, it was a promotion for the Oklahoma City Zoo, and they had acquired a new hippo, a baby named Matilda. But anyway, Gayla Peavy was a little TV star locally in Oklahoma City. And so she was 10 years old in 1953, and they got her to sing it, but it was all about, by the way, she said she never got any royalties, but the deal was, it was this campaign, and so here she is, she wants this hippopotamus, and so she's presented with the actual hippopotamus on Christmas. And, you know, that had been planned all along, obviously. And she immediately donated it to the zoo, which, of course, is where it belonged. The hippo lived there for quite a while, but for 50 years. And I think that it was just a few years ago, certainly in the last decade, that she was present again at the Oklahoma City Zoo when they got another hippopotamus, a pygmy, from the San Diego Zoo.
they're so cute.
Yeah, they're the most dangerous animal in the world. They are not cute.
They really are, but the pygmy ones are cute. I've seen those on.
Okay, well, maybe, but the big grown adults, I'll tell you what, I think they're responsible for more deaths in Africa than a lot of other things.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. They're nasty, and they're large. They can open their mouths and just consume you. So, yes, but in any way, the hippo Matilda did not consume Gala, but that's where it came from, and so it was this little novelty record, and you know.
She doesn't sing it, though, does she?
Yes!
Oh, I thought it was a boy that sang it.
No, it's a girl, 10-year-old girl.
Oh, God.
Gala Peavy.
I heard more from you, I swear.
Oh, yeah, no.
I always thought it was a little boy.
No, it's a little girl, Gala Peavy, who was on TV in one of those kids shows in Oklahoma City. And so they did that promotion with her, and then it just turned out to Columbia released, not originally, you know, it was a single that was given away promotionally, but then Columbia released it nationally. And that was, you know, how it got. She was on the Ed Sullivan Show and all that. This is like 1953, and that's it. You know, after that, nobody.
Right.
And then I think it came back, like I say, when CDs were all the rage. People put it on, you know, some of those Christmas CDs.
Right.
So, yeah,
I wasn't even born till 56, so I'm sure I didn't hear it,
yeah,
you know, before
yeah.
that, but.
Yeah, but so, you know, that was the deal, and there's questions about how the promotion worked, but there's no question that Christmas Day she was presented with a hippopotamus.
Oh. So. Good Lord. Well, okay, my last one is not bad at all. I was just very happy that I don't think anybody nominated it this year for the worst record. Usually it does get nominated, and that is Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone.
Oh, okay.
One of my absolute favorites, but I don't think anybody mentioned it this year.
I don't think so either. We didn't have much Pat Boone. I don't even think we had a Speedy Gonzales, and usually that garners a few votes.
Right.
You know,
yeah, so.
Being so politically incorrect and all that, so you'd expect that. So, yeah, all right.
So
well,
those are my three.
And what a fine three they are. You've kicked it off in style.
I haven't lost my... Entry to the Raleigh James fan club or anything have I?
No, absolutely not. No, you get a certificate for this for sure because you're going to answer this next question right, I know.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh,
I
you will.
So.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star.
Sawyer?
Sawyer. Sawyer, you're going
Sawyer.
Out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star. The movie is from 1933.
Sawyer. Let me think.
Yeah, now let's see what else I can tell you about it. Of course, I got to look it up because otherwise I wouldn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, the name Sawyer doesn't ring a bell.
So this is interesting because it was pre-code, so it was somewhat risque, if you look at the poster and all that, you know, the movie code and all that.
Yeah.
The numbers were staged and choreographed by Busby Berkeley.
And Warner
Baxter, B.B. Daniels, George Brent, Ruby Keeler, Dick Powell, and Ginger Rogers.
Well, it's got to be like is it one of the Follies movies?
It's from a novel of the same name. And it was one of the most successful motion pictures of 1933. Of course, this is 1933. We are talking the Depression, so it earned about $1.5 million at the box office.
Busby Berkeley, and it's...
At the 6th Academy Awards, it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win.
Wow. I really should know this.
In 2006, the film was ranked as number 13 on the Great American Film Institute's list of the greatest musicals of all time. There was a 1980 Broadway stage adaptation, which won 2 Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Let's see. No, it's not 40 Seconds.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Oh,
yes,
good.
It is. There you go.
I've seen that play.
Okay.
In Chicago. So.
All right.
But I didn't. I don't remember. It makes sense now. Her name was Sawyer.
Yeah, Peggy Sawyer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's why. Sawyer? You're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star.
Right. Yeah, that's a good musical. You're right.
Well, there you go. All right.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
And have a good week, and we'll talk next week.
I hope so. Hold on. We'll confirm that address. All
okay.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Because eventually we will do a mailing. It's hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. Now, let's put Lisa on hold. And Jerry in Montana, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Jerry?
Good, good. I had to get you off the speaker here. So anyway, your trivia question, 500, and this is a sports player, 550
well,
articles.
It's sports related, see. So over 550 articles have been written about this sports related topic. So,
well, what I think it is, I'm not a sports authority, but there was a major league ball player. He might even be still alive. George Brent, is that name ring a bell?
Yes, but that's not it.
Oh.
It's nice, though. It's a very nice answer.
Did you know
it's
what?
Just not right.
Did you know what I was going to say?
No, what about him?
Oh, he had hemorrhoids, and it seemed like a million articles were written about it for weeks and months.
Oh, well, you know, I guess he could have gotten some type of a sponsorship from that, but I understand he used pine tar.
I don't think he did, and I'm not sure why it was a big deal, but that's what I remember.
It's in a documentary, believe it or not, about him using him using pine tar for the hemorrhoids. I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah. You have the story behind the story on it. That's all I remember.
Yeah, and he wound up having surgery for that, I guess, and that caused him to be out of the World Series. So that was why everybody knew about it, I guess.
So the pine tar didn't work.
I guess not. I find that fascinating. And who knows? It was in the documentary, but hopefully they took some theatrical license on that, and it wasn't actually pine tar. But it was a documentary, and those who are George Brent fans could probably see all about it. And so,
well, and like you said at the beginning of the show tonight, everybody knows something about something.
Yes,
so
that's right. And you know about George and his hemorrhoids. All right.
Yeah, is it time for me to do charts, or do you want to do that?
We absolutely. What year do you want?
75.
75. Hang on a minute.
76.
Don't go away. 76.
76.
70. Do you want this this week in 1976 or any other week? What
well,
do you want?
Maybe the summer of 76. That was our bicentennial year.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm afraid it was. Summer of 76. Yes, I was in Louisville. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So we'll do summer of 76 on charts with Jerry. We'll get some guesses with Jeff in Spring Grove. We'll play another bumper stumper because right now we're one short because I've been speaking too long. But nonetheless, that's the deal. And of course, we'll review our question for the straggler from last week. Sports journalists will write about every nuance of any sport and anything surrounding it. To prove that point, over 550 articles have been written about this sports-related topic. About what? All right, so we've ruled out hemorrhoids. Let's go from there on WGN Radio.
I wonder why I love you like I do.
I wonder why I love you like I do.
Well, I wonder why I love you like I do so much. Well, remember the night you told me no other arm could hold me. Yes, I love you, and I place no one above you. Now I wonder why I love you like I do so much. Oh, but I pray for your love. Yes, then I wonder why.
I wonder why I love you. I wonder why I do. I wonder why I need you. I love you, I need you, oh, oh, oh.
Still I wonder why I love you like I do so much. Oh, but I pray for your love. Yes, and I wonder why.
Wonder
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's the flip side of one of the most famous doo-wop records of all time, and it never charted. But who are they? Well, they have in common with the first thing we played. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, we're talking to Jerry in Montana. Are you still with us, Jerry?
I'm right here, Raleigh.
All right. So we're going to July 1976. I remember it. Like
yeah,
our
bicentennial year.
Yes, indeed. So let's go right there, right at the height of the bicentennial. And the number one song is something that usually makes the list of World's Worst Hit Records. Number one, Afternoon Delight.
The Starland Vocal Band.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number two, Kiss and Say Goodbye.
Casinos.
No. No. Then they did Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye in 1967. But this is a group...
Kiss and Say
Goodbye. This was a group that I loved when they were on the Carnival label. Adored them. And then they were all right on Delight, but Deluxe, I guess. But then when they got to Columbia, they just lost me. And of course, that's when they had hits.
Kiss and Say Goodbye. I can't. I'm going to have to fail on number two tonight.
Oh, my God. Well, let's see if we can find a little of this for you. But it might not have been played where you were. I don't know. But it was, you know,
well, that's,
big record
that's
nationally.
Possible.
Big record nationally, obviously. Number two. And let's see what happened the following week. Did it... It stayed number two for 2 weeks in a way. And then it became number one. This record was number one on July 24th, 1976.
I can't believe I've failed so far.
Yeah, and it stayed number one for 2 weeks. So this was a number one record. And like I say, I love this group, but not when they were on Columbia. That's for damn sure. All right, but anyway, here's how their number one record sounded.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news.
Yeah, man, I remember that too. I
won't be able to see you anymore.
It was the Manhattans.
Because of... That's right. That's right. You know, and I liked that song too, but I couldn't connect the Manhattans with the tunes.
Yeah,
tune.
Manhattans. Yeah, Blue Love It and all that. All right, number three, I'll Be Good to You. I hear dead silence. All right, so,
yeah.
You know, I realized that you were...
Yeah, well, it's a dramatic pause. Tell me a little bit about it, Raleigh.
This also would be in the R&B genre. So where you were, I don't know how much airplay it got, but they had another record out in a year later that I thought was a wonderful song, and that was Strawberry Letter number 22, but or maybe it was 23. I don't remember my letters right now.
Oh yeah, it was the Somebody yeah. Brothers, right?
No, the Brothers Somebody. Go for this. You can do this.
Yeah. When was it, the Brothers Johnson?
Yes, absolutely. That's right. So you
all right.
Yeah, you remember Strawberry Letter, but you forgot all about this. And it stayed at number three for 3 weeks too. Yeah, forgettable.
I don't think we played it at the time.
Yeah, it's not memorable. That's for sure. But nonetheless, it was obviously top five for 3 weeks there at number three. Hang on, and we'll finish the top 10 after the news. Don't go away.
All right sounds
so
good.
Yes, we're scaling the charts with Jerry here, who's picked the Bicentennial 1976, and coming up next with a remake, and we'll find out if he's got any guilty pleasures. We'll also do that with you too. So all these that we're playing, the bumper stumpers, you've heard two of them so far. You'll hear a third. Ooh, this one that's coming up after the news is one of my favorites too. Maybe you'll start to pick out a theme. Yeah, or not. Maybe you'll recognize an artist. I'll settle for that. And Monday Night Trivia will continue in moments here on WGN Radio.
The Georgia courtroom was crowded as Ellie Mae took the stand. She was accusing Reverend Joe Henry of being a no-good preaching man. She said, "The Reverend partook of my lovely body." The Reverend said, "She lies." jury said, now listen, I'll do the talking, and the courts will justify. Prosecuting attorneys start pacing the floor, sweating and making threats. The judge's wife sitting back there in the back row say, hey, judge, I'll check. Cause Reverend Joe Henry is a good man. He preached all over the bottom land. He spoke so a child could understand. And there ought to be a whole lot more good folks like Reverend Joe Henry. Preaching in the bottom land. Jury says, shut up, Sally. Will the defense state its case? Defense walked to the jury box with a stern look on his face. One by one, he pointed to the jurors and said, the Reverend picked cotton by your side. Blessed your child when it was born, and he cried when your mama died. Then he turned his back on the jurors, and his face was getting awful red. He pounded his fist so hard he shook the room, and he whirled around and he said, look at here, Reverend Joe Henry is a good man. He preached all over the bottom land.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And what does he have in common with the other two that we've played? 888-876-5593. 88-88-Raleigh. All right, so got so interested in that I've lost my charts. But we're talking with Jerry in Montana. You still with us, Jerry?
I'm right here, Raleigh.
Well, thank God. All right, so let's...
Who was that? Who was that? I remember John Henry. He was a steel-driving man.
Yeah, well, this wasn't John Henry, that's for sure. All right.
That was a terrible song.
Oh, it's a wonderful song. It's an entire soap opera. How can you not like it?
Yeah. It reminded me of Ode to Billy Joel, which is also a terrible song.
It actually reminded me more of July the 12th, 1939, the Charlie Rich record.
Oh, okay. I don't recall that. So,
Well, that's all right. All right. So we have moved on from the Brothers Johnson, and we have just reached number four. It is a,
right, I'm two out of three so far.
Right. It is a remake. Shop Around.
Oh, that was the old Marvelette song, right?
No, actually, it was the Miracles, but that's neither here nor there. We're looking for who did the...
Yeah, I say it was the Carpenters. No, Captain and Tennille.
That's exactly right. Well, they're both on A&M, so that was pretty good, but it was the Captain and Tennille. You're absolutely right. All right.
Yeah.
Number five, More.
Andrea, True Connection.
Yes, absolutely right. Number six, Silly Love Songs.
Paul McCartney, Wings.
Number seven, Misty Blue.
Dorothy Moore.
Yeah. And
I'm doing okay.
You are. You're doing wonderfully. Yes. You've really redeemed yourself here. Number eight, Love is Alive.
Is that Gary Wright?
Yes, it is. Number nine, okay. Sarah Smile.
Hall & Oates.
That's absolutely true. And number 10, Got to Get You Into My Life.
I guess the Beatles.
Yes, it was re-released and it was a hit in 1976. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't seem like 76. I guess that was how many years ago? Almost 50?
Well, it's coming up on it, 48 right now.
Jeez, it seems like yesterday, you know?
I know. I still have clothes from then, believe me.
Yeah, it's going by in the blink of an eye.
Oh, it is, yes. And the older we get, the faster it goes.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. So now, do you have any guilty?
I might be as old as you are.
All right. Well, very good. Do we have any guilty pleasures to add to the list?
No, I can't think of any offhand. I mean, there's some. I mean, some songs I like that you say are terrible.
Well, if you're not embarrassed to admit it, then no, they wouldn't be guilty pleasures. These are the ones that you'd cringe for anyone to know about.
No, I agree with you. Probably 75% of the time, I think we have different opinions on the folk singers. You know, I was an old Puff the Magic Dragon man back in the '60s. You know,
I see. Well, I remember so well when Hootenanny became a radio format for a couple of years, and people were thinking...
Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, God. I remember the TV show.
Yes, there was an entire radio format. What it was, you know, originally the problem with Top 40, as you probably well know, in the 50s, is you couldn't sell it. You might get every teen to listen to it, but the department store is not going to advertise. And so early...
Yeah, it was a kid's station. Right. Just a bunch of kids listen to that.
And they tried to do everything, like midday was Housewife time and all that. They tried to do everything they could, but the reality is it was hard. And so when Mitch Miller in 1958 stood up at the first annual disc jockey convention and said rock and roll is dead, a lot of owners breathed a sigh of relief. In fact, Les Smith of K. Smith Broadcasting went back and changed the format on KJR, hoping, well, of course, rock and roll was anything but dead. But by around 61 or so, someone came up with the idea, well, folk music, it's not teens, they're a little older, we have to have the Hootenanny format. And literally, you had Top 40 stations that changed format to Hootenanny. And one of the ones I remember so vividly was WCKR, which had been WIOD, and then it went to WCKR, Wacko Radio, and it was Top 40, and they weren't doing well. So they changed it to Hootenanny, and didn't do well either. They wound up going...
Where was this?
Miami? Yes, yes. The wonderful Isle of Dreams. Yes, 6:10 a.m. But they were far from the only...
Yeah, you know a lot of stuff. I remember, you know, KJR and KJRB and Spokane and... the three-letter call-letter operation they had in Portland.
Of course, KXL.
Exactly.
Of course, yes. So, and that was a number of great three-letter call stations back then, and some were top 40, like WKY in Oklahoma City.
So, and WLS.
Right, in 1960, sure. And WBZ there for a minute and a half. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
With Juicy Brucey Bradley.
The good old days.
All right. Well, you're a winner. You got him, so hang on. Don't go away.
All right. Well, John has my address. He never sends me anything anyway, that's cool.
Yeah, but see, he's got these lists. I know I've seen them. He meticulously keeps these lists, and eventually you get something. Now, I know it's been a while. He hadn't mailed since his stroke, but we are threatening to do a mailing possibly at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I just enjoy hearing and
I'll have John bring up the good old. Oh yeah.
Yeah, the old fun days.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I know, that's why I say thank God we didn't have an internet then, or I never would have left my room. I'd be listening to all of those radio stations.
Yeah. I know. I grew up in Montana.
Yeah.
And, I have Montana values, you know. That's what they say out here.
Works for
Although
me.
Although 50% of the people weren't born here.
Oh, I know. I know. The sad story of Bozeman, I know. But,
and the Flathead Valley and Missoula, you know.
Well, yeah, but as far as Flathead, you know, Polson down at the end of the lake, that's pretty nice, and it's pretty untamed still.
You know. Yeah, compared to even 2-3 years ago, not so much.
Really? Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, all that area down there. I mean, that's Lakeside, Polson,
right.
Renan. It's all,
oh, man.
You know, high price. Oh, but anyway, man. Growing up out here, we had to listen at night. Radio stations, and of course we all listen to KOMA.
Of course, Coma in Oklahoma. You betcha, it was terrific. And you know what's interesting? I was going to say, Coma in Oklahoma City did much better outside of the metro than in it. It never did well locally. In fact, there were talks about turning it to country because WKY was such a winner by comparison. And but outside,
yeah, I always heard they were number one. KY was number one in Oklahoma City.
Strong. And but man, you get outside of that from Los Angeles through Montana and all that, it's Coma all the way.
Yeah, no, we got sometimes WLS and CFL at night.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's interesting very interesting about CFL because I would have thought that Como in Seattle is also on AM 1000. That they would have been a problem.
No, we didn't seem to get them.
All right, I got to look at the direction.
You know,
that
was back. That was back. You know, back in the mid '60s. you know, guys who work at the radio station, they go somewhere and they come back. They say, oh, man, I was in Seattle. I got these great air checks at KJR, you know. That's how we, there was no internet.
No, it was wonderful, though. And after a while, you develop buddies who were somewhere else and you trade air checks. I still have a bunch of them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, a ton of reel-to-reels I still have. But one of these days, I'll probably just throw them out. But I keep threatening.
And some days in the real old days, we'd get jingles from other stations.
Oh, of course.
Splice their call letters out.
Well, and let's face it, that's how half of us got our own names on the air. We'd be a splice jingle. I was Sean Edwards for a while. I think it was like Sean Mitchell and John Edwards or something. But anyway, so yes, I was Sean Edwards. They do that. They'd
splice in fact, there was a guy out here. He went out to Spokane and heard Jerry Kay. He was on KJRB.
Right.
And so I use that name, and I was Jerry K for about 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Works. Why not?
I had the jingle to prove it.
Yeah, I think I have old jingles. You mentioned KJRB when they were still KNEW. Before that, 790 in Spokane. So yes.
Well, this would have been 64, 65,
yep,
66.
I think mine are like 58. When Jim Darren was still there, so we're going back to the 50s for sure. Good stuff. All right.
Yeah, some great radio stations, you know, in Minneapolis, Ouija, and
Ouija had signal problems too. I mean, that was a multi-tower array. But of course, in Minneapolis, you know, you wanted to be number 1 because you couldn't be number 1. That was going to be CCO. They were going to beat the television station. So you settled for being number 2. But because they were so far number 1, people actually said, "Well, we're number 1."
Yeah. And KDWB in the day was good.
Well, Crawl Collier, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a better signal.
Yep. Well, listen. I'll good talking to you, and I feel good. I got 9 out of 10.
Yes, you did very, very well.
That's like the best I've ever done on this show.
Hey, so we'll do it again soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Sure.
All
bye-bye.
Right. So yes, and John can put another check mark next to Jerry from Montana's name. So when he finally gets something, he gets a certificate for each win, don't you know? And a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or a People or something, or anything else we have around. I'm sort of in the hoarding mode. I see things, I'll say, oh, let's save that for a prize. So there we are getting closer. But you're really doing it for the fun of it, and I am thrilled about that. So I've got another bumper stumper coming up. I want to manage to play most of them tonight. And we also have, let's see, we've got Jeff in Spring Grove, who's got some guesses. And Gwen's a second-time caller in Chicago. She's got a Tiny Tim conversation. Well, all right. Billy Bob in Kankakee knows one of the bumpers. And I think Judy in Grays Lake will find out what she's got going on. And Jack has requests. There's one line available for you. Not anymore. We'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And then I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room, and then you go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you spend a day without her. We burst the pretty balloon, it took us to the moon, such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie if I say I'd rather die than live without her.
Well, I think it's a gift. John didn't recognize it, though, so I thought, well, I tried it out on him. Maybe you won't either. But if you do, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, let's see what we got going on here. Should I mention our question again? Sports journalists will write about every nuance of any sport and anything surrounding it. To prove that point, over 550 articles have been written about this sports-related topic. What sports-related topic? All right, so Billy Bob in Kankakee, he thinks he knows a bumper. What'd you hear?
It's Bourbonnais, but people can't pronounce that, so I say Kankakee.
All right, I'll take it.
I was going to take a guess that what they talk about for sports is the Chase and Babe Ruth home run record.
Nice, but not right.
Oh, doggone it.
Oh, well. But I'm glad you called.
Okay, Didi. Yeah,
thanks.
I'm on the air. I'm talking to Raleigh right now.
Okay. Thanks.
Didi says hi.
Okay, hi. All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. John had him down for a bumper guess, but I guess not. But Gary in Austin definitely knows a bumper. Okay, Gary.
Well, I think I might have heard Clarence Carter back there.
Absolutely, yes. The Courtroom, 1971 on Atlanta. Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was Clarence. That's kind of an interesting song.
I love that. Like just like July the 12th, I love those soap opera songs. Why not? All right.
That's my guess on that one.
Well, we'll add to your stash. All right.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So if John will put a check mark next to Gary's name, another one, so we will know to send him out something he doesn't want. All right. And a certificate, which are, you know, if you get enough of them, they really are good for insulation. Jack in St. Charles, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening. I was going to ask for... two songs, same title. Walk On by Dionne Warwick and one by Leroy Van Dyke.
Okay.
And that last song you played?
Yes.
Sounded like Glenn Campbell.
It is Glenn Campbell. You're absolutely right.
And the song came from, originally was done BS&T on their first album.
It was Harry Nilsson who wrote it, so it was a Nilsson song.
Oh,
but
okay.
You're absolutely right. So hang on. You are a winner. All right. And let's see here. Let me put him on hold and try to figure this out without losing anybody. I think we say goodbye to Jack. All right. Goodbye, Jack. And there's a line available for you. And let's see. We've got Jeff in Spring Grove. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm here. How about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I'm here. My guess on the sports question was the firing of Matt Eberflus.
Ooh, interesting guess. It's not right, but it's an interesting guess.
Oh, really? Yeah. I actually am going to wait for.
It'll be revealed at the end of the night.
What was more important than that?
Well,
the Bears.
Yeah, but remember.
Never fire this. I'm sorry.
No, remember this. It might not be important at all. That just 550 articles have been written about it, important or not. Think about it and call me back.
And then my.
Guilty pleasure?
Yeah, guilty pleasure.
Okay. What is it?
I am a hardcore metal fan.
Well, what are you embarrassed to admit that you like?
The Bee Gees.
Which one? Which one exactly? I love that, by the way. But which one?
What do you mean?
Well, I have to have a title of the song rather than just the group. Like Staying Alive?
You know, I really like most of the stuff off of Saturday Night Fever.
All right. Well, we'll put
Maurice
you down.
Maurice wrote one of the most beautiful songs ever, which is I Started a Joke.
Earlier, yes. That's their earlier incarnation. All right, well.
When they were the the brothers did.
Yes. All right. I got to go to the news. So how about if I put you down for staying alive?
Okay.
All right. So, thanks.
And don't let anybody know that.
Well, you nobody's listening. Don't worry about a thing. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Jeff. All right. So now, yes, your guilty pleasures, we are taking them. We'll make that staying alive. And we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio.
I want to know, and then just hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with
hold
you.
Hold me tight, never let me go.
Thrill me, walk me down the lane where shadows will be, hiding lovers just the same as will be when you make me tell you I love you.
I love you.
Yes, they keep telling me be sensible with your new love. Well, this won't be the last you'll find, but they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, oh, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me,
miss me,
if we ever say I do. So kiss me, kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you.
Girl, they told me to be sensible with your new love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? That's our bumper stumper, and a big hit, but what do they have in common with everybody else we played tonight, including Clarence Carter, who we have had identified thanks to Gary. All right, look at this. I am thrilled to say it is time for Soroya in Detroit. Welcome to WGN Radio. How are you, Soroya?
I'm doing all right, Rockstar. How you been?
All right. How's your dad?
Oh, well, you know, still can't talk, and it's the holidays, so there's lots of drama with my parents. So it's kind of a good thing that he can't talk.
Well, yeah, I guess certainly for you, maybe not so much for him, but yeah, yeah.
No, it's
all
not great for him, but it's all right for me. I did call about trivia, but I had to laugh at your last segment with the callers saying their, you know, the guilty pleasure. Nobody's gonna hear it because no one's listening.
Well, right, right. That's
I really miss talking to you. It's such a Raleigh thing to say.
Yeah, yeah. I'm willing to placate them any way we can, and there's no reason for them to think that any more than three people are hearing it.
Well, back in the day when I was calling on the stream, you know, that was probably true.
Yeah, no, you know? Actually, considering what I had to pay for that bandwidth, there were more people who would listen to the replays of that stream for reasons. At one point I said to John, maybe it's evidence. I don't know why, but people are downloading
wow.
this, you know. Yeah.
That's wild. And I saw you had a guilty pleasure thing going on right
Oh,
now?
Yes, yes, because, of course, the world's worst hit records, we just unveiled them on Thanksgiving, a night of turkeys. So now what follows is guilty pleasures, the records that you are absolutely embarrassed to publicly admit that you love.
Well, with my friends, it's a lot of things from the 60s because of my age.
Yeah.
They all look at me like I'm crazy. And I love the Phil Spector Christmas album. I love it. And they're all like, you're nuts. Like, you know, that's okay. You guys can think that. You know, I'm all right with that.
Well, that album is interesting, of course, because it wasn't released for so many years. It was going to be released contemporaneously, unfortunately, with JFK's death, so it was pulled. So for, you know, a few years, everybody, what's on the album? It's going to be so great and all that. And then, of course, when CDs came out, it's all over the place. And if you like Phil Spector's later production, you'll love it. And if you don't, well, you probably won't.
Well, I love The Wall of Sound, but in my circle of people, that's like crazy.
That's
you know what I mean? They're all like, I should be like 70. I'm almost 50.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'll tell you, if you were 10 years older than that, you'd love his early days. I mean, when he was doing things like Curtis Lee and all that, that's when I loved him.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Yeah.
Is that him or no?
Yes, that is him. Yes. Yes, and that's Phil Spector all the way.
That makes sense. I love him.
Yeah.
You know, because I love that sound. It's, you know, it's the same sound I've always loved. But, again, my age, I'm the weirdo in my crowd.
Well, that's all right. Be proud of it.
Yes. But I did call for trivia.
You?
And I told John 1987 Billboard chart.
Okay. Let's look at them. This week in 1987?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Here we are, 1987. All right. And we have right now. All right. Number one, Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Was it Carlisle?
Number two, I've Had the Time of My Life. Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'm going to feel really bad and I'm going to strike out on this. Like, I can remember half of it, but not the rest of it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Well, think of it as a Kodak commercial, really. That's what I always thought it was. But which half do you remember?
No, that's not right. I'm thinking it's Bill somebody, but I don't remember. So
okay.
If I'm out, I'm out.
Well, that's Bill Medley. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. But who was he singing with?
Holy cow, really? I never knew that. And I've known that song forever. I had no idea it was part of the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah, well, half of it anyway. But who was the female he was singing with?
Yeah, I remember his half. Don't remember the female half.
The female half was Jennifer Warnes.
Oh, that's bad.
All right. Let's see. Number three is Faith.
George Michael.
Yep. Number four, Should Have Known Better.
Richard Marx.
Yep. Number five, Is This Love?
Foreigner.
Whitesnake.
Oh, it's not. No. That's all right, Raleigh. You know, Foreigner, Whitesnake. Really?
Yep, Whitesnake. The only reason I know is I see it in front of me. I have absolutely no idea what these records might sound like. But I
know, you don't listen to anything after a certain time period. Yeah. I know that's about you. So
yeah, that's like, pretty much it. All right, so
are we doing a three strikes? I'm out.
No, no, you're definitely not out. You've got another one to go here. And number six, I have a feeling you'll know because we all remember the bad things. Shake Your Love.
That would be Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd know. Number seven, We'll Be Together.
Oh, God. I have no clue. I actually don't know that.
It was on A&M.
Okay. We'll Be Together, 87.
Yeah, it's a group or a person. I don't know if it's a person or a group. It's five letters.
Yeah, I'm good. Wow, you're literally spelling it out for me, and I still don't know. We'll Be Together. I'm still thinking here. Go ahead, keep going.
It's by Sting.
Really?
Well, I don't make them up.
No, you don't, but that's terrible. Well, I should have went lower in the 80s. Clearly, this is not my year.
Well, it wasn't a particularly good year. I remember it well. I was in Denver at the time. It was snowing nonstop. All right, so, yes.
All right. Just for the fun of it, can I finish the rest?
Absolutely. Number eight, So Emotional.
That would be Whitney Houston.
Number nine, The One I Love.
Oh, God. Well, I really shouldn't pick these up. I don't know. Yeah, I'm failing horribly.
R.E.M. And number 10. Oh, you
I'm going to say that.
Sorry. Oh, well, number 10, you'll know number 10. Here we go again. Don't You Want Me?
Is it Human League?
It's female, and she was on MCA.
Don't You Want Me?
All right, let's see if, God forbid it's on this computer, though it might be. Let me check. You know, there's so much on here, and I keep saying to myself,
Don't You Want Me? I'm thinking Don't You Want Me, Baby. Like, I'm thinking Human League. No. I'm like thinking, like, early 80s. That's clearly not where
No,
it is.
It's not. It's not.
Don't You Want Me?
I'm looking here to make sure that it's not here. But
don't do it, Raleigh. It's not worth it.
Let's see.
I don't want to torture you.
Okay, so this would be 82, so that's not right. 87, here we go. R.S., here she is in her lovely and splendor. All right, you'll know it instantly or not. Chicago, but then she was living in L.A. Right. She was on Solar.
It's Jody Watley.
Yes, it is Jody Watley. There you go. Absolutely right.
Well, that was fun. I mean, more fun than, you know, I've had in a while.
Oh, God.
I'm not working.
Well, actually, that's sort of a wonderful thing around this time of year. What the hell do you need a job for? You can have fun all month, but are you looking?
Oh, I am. And, you know, I've had a couple interviews, you know, not to keep you on here forever, but I'm doing okay, and I cash out my 401k because the way the world's running currently,
yeah,
I'm not going to retire anyway. I might as well enjoy some of it. You know?
Right, right. Yes, yes. You're still alive. Might as well spend it while you're living. Yes.
You know, I'm funny, Raleigh. I've been calling you long enough that I'm going to be 49 this year. That's crazy.
Well, congratulations. No, don't worry about it. Just the internet can make you 20. I mean, I'm living up to my age every day on the internet. So, you know.
What? Oh, yeah, I see your profile. We both know. Yeah. We talked
about
this. And what did you say at one point? Anybody and people said you could be a dog on the internet. Nobody would know.
That's right. That's exactly it. All right.
Well, Raleigh, this is a blast, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. It's wonderful to hear from you, and let me know how you're doing. Good luck on Job Search 2025, and my best to your dad.
Oh, thanks, Raleigh. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon, I hope. Okay, thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Yes, we'll make it a Jody Free Watley show from here on out, I do believe. And though it may be somebody's guilty pleasure, it's hard to say. Fran and Austin knows a bumper. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. It's good to hear from Soraya again.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. She was one of my favorite callers back on the stream.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you played Glenn Campbell.
I did play Glenn Campbell. Somebody else identified him, but you can too. That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, but no. You want me to do a lyric then?
Oh, I'd love for you to do a lyric. I've got to think of it, of course, but what year are we going to do?
Okay, let me think. Let me spin the lyric wheel. 66.
All right, a 1966 lyric coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Fire, fire, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Jack Bullen, I'm so in love with you, my Jack Bullen. My heart belongs to you, my Jack Bullen. Oh, won't you say you love me too? As a magazine and twice as sassy, Jackie, you're the one for me. Jack Bullen, I'm so in love with you, my Jack Bullen. My heart belongs to you, my Jack Bullen. Oh, you say you love me too.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. You can hear that Hoosier accent, and I'm 1958 on DECA. Who is he? Anybody idea? Have a theme thought on this yet? All right, so 888-876-5593. And Gwen is a second-time caller in Chicago. So, Gwen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thank you for taking my call. A long time.
Glad you called.
Man, me too. I've been there so many times. I've listened to a lot of the stories coming in. This one, I'd like to take a stab at the trivia question, then I'll tell you about Tiny Tim, if that's okay. Or
Absolutely. Sports journalists will write about every nuance of any sport and anything surrounding it. To prove that point, over 550 articles have been written about this sports-related topic. About what?
I want to say because the Super Bowl's coming up, the Super Bowl Sunday.
Nope.
Okay.
But it's a nice guess. It's a nice guess.
Okay. Anyhow, well, thank you for that. And then, okay, I'll make this short and sweet. Years back in the early 80s, this was right after I graduated high school, my friends and I signed up for a tour to Hawaii, a vacation, you know, a short trip with a group of people.
Yeah.
And then we were not told ahead of time that we were going to see Tiny Tim. They just told, yeah, I know, right? They just told us along with the touring of Hawaii.
Yeah.
They go, oh, you get to go on a Mai Tai. They go a boat cruise, but they called it a Mai Tai cruise.
Okay.
Just get it, Mai Tai, yeah. So then we, and it was one of those boats, I wouldn't say it's a huge cabin cruise boat. It was kind of like, I don't know if you were familiar with some of the harbor boats here in Chicago, like my, Belmar. Yeah, so it was kind of, I would say the boat would hold up to maybe 20 or 30 people. One of those was like a cabin boat.
Okay.
And then fast forward, lo and behold, they go, we would like to, well, first, of course, they, the person running the boat tour, he's like, you know, trying to, you know, explain everything and what we'll be seeing. And then he says, and we have a special guest tonight. So we're all just sitting there. And all of a sudden, I see the ukulele and I see Tiny Tim. And they go, we would like to welcome Tiny Tim on our tour tonight. And he goes, and he's going to play a song for you.
Oh, God.
And, you know, he said, I'm not kidding you, Raleigh, he was so personal, like very, I want to say, he wasn't acting like how you would say a movie star, kind of like we were his friends.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then he said, you know, he introduced himself and then he asked each and every one of us our names. And then he proceeded to sing the song, Tiptoe Through the Tulip. It was such a elegant, I mean, you know, it was, the sun had already gone down, but it was a great time.
That's wonderful. So, what a wonderful story. Yeah.
Thank you. And we all didn't, we gave him his space and we didn't ask him for his autograph or anything. He took the initiative to come up and ask us questions.
That's great.
And I don't know if like, yeah, and I heard the part you said that he liked the young ladies or young people.
Yes.
So I think he approached us more or less, but he was polite.
Yeah.
He was very polite. He was, you know, so thank you for, I thought maybe your other listeners might like to hear that story.
It's a
but
great
it wasn't
story.
A surprise. So, anyhow.
No, he was a class act. And even though, his thing was underage girls, from what I know, he never acted on it. So
he was very, like I said, he was very polite. He was very, appreciative that he had a group of people to hear his song. And I'm not kidding you, Raleigh, he was like 2 or 3 feet from us on the boat, but I guess on a boat, it's going to be, you know, he sat down and then he stood up, then he sat down and then, oh, just want to share this with you. He did have a bodyguard with him. He introduced him.
Well, that's interesting.
So I guess, never know if he may have ran, you know, a lot of these celebrity singers run into, you know, different situations. Yep, so.
You never know.
Any.
All right, good story, Gwen. Thank you, and call me again.
Thanks, and you know what, and thanks, John. It was nice to hear him, too, say hi.
Okay, good.
So,
yeah.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Thanks, Gwen. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, my bad, because I was talking to Fran from Aurora. I picked out her lyrics, and then I forgot about her. So, Fran, will you wait until after the news?
And I moved to Aurora now, huh?
Aurora, I hope you like it. You've got you've got time to unpack here, because the news, you know, will take about 7 minutes or so. But I've got your lyrics picked out, and we'll talk to you soon. Don't go away.
I don't know, maybe I'd like Aurora better than Austin. Who knows?
Well, who wouldn't? All right. Yeah, it's no contest. We'll pick it up there after the news on WGN Radio.
Kind of funny, the feeling love can bring.
Feeling love can bring.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's nothing like anything I've ever seen. It's the smile on her face, the time on her face. I say love keeps me moving. Love, things you do. Always asking, love a very special thing.
Very special.
No, thing. I can't describe it. It's nothing like anything I've ever seen. It's the smile on your face, the time on race. I say love.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. There's your latest bumper stumper. What do they have in common with everybody else we've been playing? And I promised we would get back to lyrics. Now, I think I've lost the lyrics. I haven't lost Fran, though. She's still with us, and she's not in Aurora.
I'm still
she's
here.
She's in Austin, whether she wants to be or not. And yes, I can understand it if you're considering a move. All right, so now, now. I've got to leave. 1966 is your preferred year. So
yeah.
Here we go. And more and more times than I can count, I have called you mine.
Oh, how happy you have made me.
Absolutely right. Well done. That's right. The Shades of Blue. We have a winner.
All right. And I've got some guilty pleasures.
Oh, of course you do. I'm counting on
that. I have a bunch of them, but one of them is, I think it's called the Copacabana.
Oh, Barry Manilow?
Oh, you believe it or not, yes. Okay. You like a Barry Manilow song.
I understand. God. I don't mind it either. All right. Very good. What else?
Mersey Doats.
Which version?
The Innocents.
Okay, all right. I like that, too.
Oh, my goodness. This one you probably do not like, although you might not mind it as much as some people. It was on the top 10. Or was it? And I think it was just voted for. We've only just begun.
Oh, yes, the Carpenters. Well, see, I can't hear it without it being a Crocker Bank commercial. And I laugh every time because you remember Crocker Bank. Crocker had to pull it because it backfired so badly. You know, the commercial.
Oh, yeah. I can see why you would.
Right,
yeah.
Right. People who were absolutely not qualified to get a loan were coming in throngs. And it's like, no, we can't serve you. Sorry. So.
Yeah. Oh, they just love us young Marys with no money.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it'll always be Crocker Bank to me, but good enough.
Yeah, it reminds me of my first, when I got married the first time, and I don't have anything against my ex-husband, so, you know, it's still a good memory.
Well, good, good. Is he still with us?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen him in probably at least 20 years, or I think just after I moved to Austin, I saw him once.
Wow.
And I haven't seen him since then. Wow. But, you know, it was one of those things that it was, you know, partly my fault and partly his and partly timing. And
right. It was a good idea at the time, but yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
And, I hope wherever he is, whatever he's doing well. But
well, congratulations for resisting the temptation to fully Google him and know exactly what he's doing.
It's probably a good thing that I'm not a really great Googler. I found a couple of people with his name, but the profiles didn't quite look like him, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But, in fact, I'm trying to find out if he's still living because I'm trying to see if I can get his... I guess it doesn't matter if he's living or not. Can I still get his Social Security? We were married for over 10 years.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with whether he's living or not.
Oh, okay.
He does not have to be living. If you were married to him for 10 years, you would get one half of what he is entitled to receive.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better than what I get now.
It may not, but it doesn't come with strings. Like, there's no earning restriction or anything like that.
Yeah, I could deal with that, yeah.
Right. So, yes, no, for anybody, I know other people who have not filed because they think, oh, well, my ex would find out about it. No, they don't tell your ex. And no, it doesn't take anything away from him or any other wives. For instance, let's say a guy married four times and they were 10 years each on the marriages. Then those four women would all be eligible to one half of what he would collect. Even though it would wind up being paid out, the government paying out twice as much as he would have gotten, but they would, they'd have to do it. So yeah, absolutely, that's a spousal benefit. Now it's one half of what he gets. So if he applied at 62, you know, that's reduced. So you get one half of that reduced amount. Now, if he waited till 70, well, then you might be in high clover.
Hey, one never knows.
But you absolutely
worth a try anyway.
Yeah, you know his name and you know his Social Security number and you can give your date of marriage and date of divorce and absolutely you can get that.
Yeah, I don't know his Social Security number.
Well, you know his name. They'll know his Social Security number. But
anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's for another night. But I just trying to think. Well, I'll give you my other guilty pleasures tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll do it then. Right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, we've only just begun. Oh, man. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see. Okay. Judy in Grays Lake's been hanging on forever. Judy, welcome back to WGN Radio. No, Judy gave up. Judy, I don't blame you a bit. I'm sorry. All right, so let's hang up on that. And Jeff in Spring Grove, welcome back to WGN Radio. Jeff, we lose you too? Oh, man, I guess I'm too long-winded. You can call back, and I'll try not to have you on hold for half of your natural life. Let's see, Bob in Willowbrook, are you still with us? We lost Bob too? This is starting to be concerning. Yeah, because what I was concerned about is, could it possibly be the phone system? Well, we'll find out if Mark and Aurora is there. There, you're there. Okay, Mark, it's not the phone system. Welcome back.
Hello? So,
yes, Mark.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, that's right. And you want an original Star Trek trivia question. All right.
Yes. That way I can blow it like I did the last time.
Well, no, you'll do very well. Now, before Captain Kirk assumed command of the USS Enterprise, what was he first officer of?
Oh, well, the Exeter?
Nope. The USS Farragut. The Farragut.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was from the episode Obsession.
Yeah, he became the youngest first officer in Starfleet in 2259 on the USS Farragut. And in 2265, he was promoted to captain and assumed command of the USS Enterprise at the remarkable age of 32.
And his captain was Garavik, and Garavik was killed by the cloud creature and... He felt guilty about it ever since.
Mm-mm-mm.
Of course I should have. Of course I should have.
Yes,
that.
You absolutely should have known. Yes, that was right, right in your, you know it. You do know it. It just evaded you for a moment.
It just proves that I'm not God. Well, and you already knew that anyway.
Well, yes. Because let's face it, God will not call a talk show. So, you know, he just won't. And if he did, unfortunately, he'd be on hold far too long. I realize that, you know, time is only important here on the earth plane, not linear on the other side, but even so. All right.
I worked for a guy who showed his arrogance one day by saying, "Oh, that's God on the phone. Well, he can wait."
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Right, right.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, I was right here playing the world's worst hits.
Okay. Oh, I've got a guilty pleasure.
You do? What would that be?
Stay a While by the Bells.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
Consider it on the list.
Okay.
All right, all good. Right. Thanks. Appreciate
good, it. Good morning.
All right. So I had just picked up this wonderful question for Myers-Briggs for Naoto, and now I can't find it. Or don't go away, Naoto, if you're still there. It was such a terrific question. Yeah, right. Meaning I'll never see it again as long as I live. But let me see if I can go back in history and find it, because it was just a swell question, I thought. And where was it? Well, yeah. All right. So
don't go to break until after 21.
Okay. We're doing an EAS test. All right. So there we are. All right. So now here we go. Here we go. All right. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. I should talk to Naoto. And well, actually, I should write it down first. Don't go away, Naoto. I'm formulating your question. I know just what it's going to be. Bob called back in Willowbrook. Okay, Bob, thanks for calling back.
Oh, hi. Well, my pleasure. I think I accidentally disconnected that time.
Ah.
So, okay, I've got some guesses on the Straggler.
Okay.
Worthless sports stories are my specialty.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, all right. Shohei Ohtani's dog.
Oh, I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
It's actually Shohei. Pardon me, I mispronounced.
What type of dog are we talking?
I don't know. I may be the only baseball fan in the country who hasn't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was a thing for a while, a big thing.
Okay, so okay. What else we got?
All right, Ohtani's interpreter.
No.
Okay. Those see-through baseball uniform pants that were inaugurated by Major League Baseball this spring.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not that. I'm going to have to look for those.
Okay. This 550 stories doesn't seem to be nearly enough about the ongoing romance between Taylor Swift Travis Kelce.
Right. I'm sure it's not enough, right? Because okay. Probably on something real big, there would be tons of stories, you know, I mean, like thousands. This is 550, though, all on this one thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I think I've got two more. Shoving match between Caitlin Clark and some player on the Chicago team.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Favorite contraceptives used in the Olympic Village?
I haven't seen any articles on that. Was that a big one?
I don't know, but I was just groping there.
Yeah, so to speak. All right. Well, very good, Bob. Anything else?
Nice chatting
right,
with you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling back.
Bye now.
All right. So now we can welcome Naoto, indeed, to WGN Radio. So, Naoto, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, good. Well, of course, yeah. Kamala and Trump have been in the news in America for months and months and months. Mm-hmm. And what I want to know, they're actually, three of their Myers-Briggs letters are absolutely the same. It's only on the fourth that there's mm-hmm. a difference. So they couldn't be more different than night and day. People think, well, not according to Myers-Briggs. So don't worry about the fourth, but what are the first three letters that they share?
Well, I think E would be...
Yes, yes, E, absolutely. Next.
Next would be... Oh... S, I guess.
Yes, S would be right.
This is easy, I think. The third one would be T.
Yep, EST, that's right.
Yep.
And then Trump and Kamala have a different last letter. Who has the P and who has the J?
I think Trump is T.
Yep, Trump has the P, that's right, and Kamala has the J. Absolutely right.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Very good. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Good to hear from you. All right. So there you have it. And apologies for waiting as long as you did. Now, we've got Jeff in Homewood who wants his Seinfeld trivia and Johnny D in Ohio who's got a guess. And I bet you there's a hominin in his life somewhere. So all that and more. And lines are available for you. That's right. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And another bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
Oh, no water. And you know, it's the water till the well runs dry. I never missed your daddy till you said bye-bye. Try me one more time.
Yeah, baby.
One more time.
Yeah.
I can't eat, I can't sleep. You know I'm just about to lose the mind.
Let me tell you something, baby. You took my love for granted. You did me wrong. Now you're crying, baby, because you want me home. Just try you one more time. Oh, one more time, my pretty baby. You can't eat, can't sleep. You just about to lose your mind.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is she? Don't worry about him. It's Big Al Dowling. I'll tell you that right there. But who is she? That's your bumper stumper question. 888-876-5593. And what does she have in common with everybody else you have heard tonight? All right, so let's see what Linda in Richland Park has to say for her bad self. How you doing tonight, Linda?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm enjoying your show as usual.
Well, thanks.
I decided to call in my two guilty pleasures songs that I like.
I'm ready.
Uh-huh. So one of them is by, I think it's by Dinah Ross. It's My House and I Live Here.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think that's who sings that song is Diana Ross. It's My House and I Live Here.
Really? All right, I'm looking it up. Yes, It's My House and I Live Here by Diana Ross. This probably,
right.
This probably came
this
out
my, later. This is one of my guilty pleasures.
All right. 1979, It's My House. All
right.
Right. Okay.
And my other one that I like is an old song, but I like it by Cab Calloway, Minnie the Moocher.
Oh, sure. I like a lot of Cab Calloways.
Okay. So that one, I kind of, it's a guilty pleasure that I like. So that's two.
Yeah.
So I said I call my two in. And
very good.
Maybe you might get a chance to play them. And maybe one day I'll try guessing at something and try to win something.
All right.
But I'm enjoying the show.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks.
Yeah, I love that show, so keep all on right. doing it. I can't think of a doo-wop song. If I could, I would give you one.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We got the news, then we got Jeff and Johnny D and you two for the final half hour tonight on Trivia, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
How much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me,
I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. All right. So who was that? Yes, obviously not Little Willie John, but a very nice version of that nonetheless. And of course, what does he have in common with everybody else we have played tonight? 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, and Jeff is in Homewood. How are you doing tonight, Jeff?
I'm okay. How are you?
I can't complain. And we are going to work on some Seinfeld trivia, huh?
Well, you're going to work on it.
All right. No, you'll get this. What's the Latvian Orthodox term for the charm that turns Kramer into the ultimate ladies' man like a Seinfeld Casanova?
It's like Kavorka.
Yes, Kavorka it is. I'll take it. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, that would be it. All right. I told you'd get it. All right. So now put him on hold. We'll confirm that address and talk to Johnny D. in Ohio. Going to take some guesses on our question. Oh, good. What do you got for me?
Okay, good. I got a guess. Hi, Raleigh. Firstly, I have to correct your pronunciation of something. You were saying it's Kamala. Kamala.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. I don't normally say this, and I normally wouldn't, but it was just a trivia question. I try not to utter any of their names. All right.
All right. On the trivia, there was recently a boxing match between Mike Tyson and some internet sensation kid. I forget, Jake something.
Okay.
Well, and was there articles written about that?
Has nothing to do with it.
Well, I didn't even understand the question, I don't think.
Well, sports journalists write about every nuance of sport and anything surrounding sports. And to prove that point, over 550 articles have been written about this sports-related topic. So it's
sports related.
So it's a sports related topic, meaning it's not sports itself.
Well,
I will be revealing.
Then I don't know.
Yeah, I will be revealing in under 20 minutes. So what else you got?
Okay,
me?
Good.
All right.
And then I want a guilty pleasure song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What you got for me?
Well, I remember on the turkey song, somebody mentioned this, and I thought, man, I like that song, you know?
Okay.
And I think I'm going to be all right. Yes, the worst is over now,
the
sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Yes, The Circle, written by Paul Simon.
Oh, it was written by Paul Simon?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
All right. So you're embarrassed you're embarrassed to tell anybody you like it?
Well, I'm not embarrassed.
Well, no, see that's
somebody
no.
said that it was a turkey.
No, you don't understand the purpose of the poll. These are the records that you secretly love but you're embarrassed to let anybody else know you like them. That's the poll.
Okay. Well,
so you're not embarrassed about Red Rubber Ball?
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed about Red Rubber Ball.
All right, well, then we'll leave it there if you are. Yeah, the kind of things that you would normally never tell anybody.
Okay, how about this one? I also like, if you like pina coladas.
All right, Escape, Rupert Holmes, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's all. But I forgot to ask for a hominin, but if you got one, I'll try.
I got one. All right.
Okay.
It's going to be multiple choice. and it's going to be five choices. And what we are looking at here is which one of these is not a skeletal feature associated with bipedal locomotion. Okay? So we want to know what is not a feature associated with bipedal locomotion.
Okay.
A, foramen magnum positioned directly under the skull. B, non-divergent big toe. C, basin-shaped pelvis. D, a knee that is almost directly in line with the femur. E, a valgus knee.
Okay. That is not associated with bipedalism?
That's correct.
Sound like they're all associated with bipedalism.
One isn't.
All right, foramen magnum is.
Okay.
Now, valgus knee.
Valgus knee.
What does that mean? Knock knee?
Yes, basically that. A lower leg deformity where the knee joints angle outward from the body's midline. So, knock knees.
Could you give me the other three real quick again?
Non-divergent big toe.
No, wait a minute. Non-divergent means straight in line, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's associated with bipedalism.
Okay. So then it wouldn't be that.
And then, go ahead.
Basin-shaped pelvis.
A basin-shaped pelvis is also part of bipedalism.
And a knee that is almost directly in line with a femur.
Knee is directly in line.
With a femur.
With the femur. Well, that wouldn't work, would it?
Hell if I know.
A knee that is directly in line. That means that it's
almost directly in line, yes, with the femur.
Well, the only two I could think it might be is them two knee ones there.
Okay.
And I'm thinking knock knee one, valgus knee.
Oh, no. No, it's the other one, a knee that is almost directly in line with a femur.
Son of a gun.
Yes.
Well, that won't work.
Okay, well, I guess not. The kneecap would be in an abnormal position, poor alignment of the patellofemoral joint.
Okay. Well, I tried. Okay.
All right, good to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Patellofemoral. All right, so it's an overuse disorder. All right, what do I know? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Now, Mike in Rapid City has a bumper guess. All right, Mike, what'd you hear you know?
I think that last one was Fever by Nat Cole.
Well, it's Fever, but it sure isn't by Nat Cole. Guy would be very impressed you confused him with Nat King Cole.
Okay, my mistake. And my guess on the trivia is just articles about the color of uniforms.
Oh, well, that's not it, but that's a nice guess.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thanks for trying. I sure appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, so yes, nice guesses, just not right. So we'll be revealing in under 10 minutes, basically. All right, but we'll be about to get to James on World War II, I know. So usually he has guesses on our other questions. So, all right, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you?
Can't complain. Thank How about
you
yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. I will take a quick couple of guesses at that trivia that's hanging around.
Of course you do. What do you got?
Okay, I'm going to say, one possible one is players, routines.
Nope.
Okay, certain habits that they have that, they don't break from,
Nope.
I'm going to say,
I was going to say like for instance, they will not like save or something if they get onto a certain streak, a winning streak, or some where they're going playing real well.
Nope.
I'm gonna go with odd things that have happened and certain that could be linked together.
Nope.
I'm not getting close, am I?
No, you're getting further away by the syllable.
Okay, let's go on to question at hand then.
All right. As you know, Benito Mussolini was executed in 1945. Where?
Okay, he was executed in northern Italy in the
I need a city.
It is. I know it's not Palermo. It's Padia. No, not Padia. It's not. I can't even pronounce this city's name.
You can pronounce this one.
Okay. I'm gonna say, is it? I know I'm gonna kick myself out. I can't get this name right. I'm gonna take a couple guesses. I'm gonna say, It's not Lake Cuomo. It's not that. Although it's near there. It's,
not very. I would say
it's not that close.
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Let me know when you're ready to give up.
I know it's not Rome because he was nowhere near there. This is got to be near.
It's home to the National Stock Exchange.
Okay. Oh goodness! The National Stock Exchange. So that's northern Italy. I know that it is. It's not Florence.
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's nowhere near Florence.
No, this is. Oh.
All right, you ready to give up?
Yeah.
Milan.
I mentioned everything, every major city except this.
Well, you didn't mention Turin, you didn't mention Bergamo or Verona or Venice. There's some you missed, Bologna. Milan, which is the stock exchange, that's the only reason I know about it, but is also the highest urban population, believe it or not. And they've got 1.362 million. So that's the deal. Milan, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you take care.
All right, thanks. Okay, appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, okay, bye. Now, Milan's expensive as far as it goes. You know, I mean, a lot of European travel, you could say, not very pricey at all. Well, Milan will set you back some, and it is somewhat of a tourist hotspot. All right, so we'll be revealing the answer, and please don't hit me. 888-876-5593 if you want the waning guests. You'll have time to get it in, and that's it on WGN Radio.
works in a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as he can. Up steps a cat and yells, don't be slow, give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drives me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
WGN Radio, we're not going to play that much of it because we're running out of time. I only got 2 minutes. We're going to see if we can get to Sherry and Barb, but I have a feeling I need to reveal some stuff first or we will completely run out of time and you will not be happy. So I will tell you what the bumper stumpers were. Charles Brown did It's Nothing. The Cadillacs did I Wonder Why. Clarence Carter did The Courtroom. Glenn Campbell, Without Her. The Orioles did Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. Bobby Helms did Jacqueline. Little Esther Phillips did You Never Miss Your Water. Earl Grant did Fever. The Royal Guardsman did I Say Love. And Buck Owens just now did Hot Dog, 1956. All right, what do they all have in common? All of them had at least one mega Christmas records. Every one of them was in the top 10 Christmas charts every year, with the exception of the Cadillacs. They only got to number 11, but Rudolph, which was the Cadillacs' record, was played for so many years I counted it. All right, so that's the deal there on all the bumper stumpers. Now, on the question. Sports journalists will write about every nuance of any sport and anything surrounding it. And to prove the point, over 550 articles have been written about this sports-related topic. About what? The Sports Illustrated cover jinx. It's one of the most well-documented of all sports curses. The cover jinx posts that anyone who has had the misfortune of appearing on the magazine's cover will soon experience misfortune. In 1984, two USC researchers sought to refute the jinx, finding that the teams and athletes actually improved their performance by 58% on the time after appearing on the cover. However, at the time of the study, several cover appearances seemed to confirm the jinx's viability. Cubs first baseman Leon Durham was injured shortly after he appeared. Magic Johnson, shortly after he appeared, I think that was the whole thing, you know, saying he had AIDS and all that. But anyway, so that's the deal, the Sports Illustrated curse. And that's a wrap. Apologies to Barb. I want to talk to you, Barb. Call me back tomorrow night. Likewise, Sherry. Until then, 21 hours from now, we'll do it again. That's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Makes the show a pleasure to do. Talk to you 21 hours from now. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.